Welcome to the Beyond Intuitive Eating Podcast, hosted by me, Beth Basham. I am a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, and liberated body coach. I'm also a wife and mama to two amazing little people. With over 20 years of experience, I help women bridge food freedom with optimal health using principles of intuitive eating, foundations of emotional mastery, functional medicine, and neuroscience. This is the space where you get to end the war with your body and discover total confidence and true health from the inside out. During a training I delivered a couple weeks ago, I received a really great question from a person just starting out on the path to food freedom and intuitive eating. And the question was, can I have body goals or want to modify my body at the same time of wanting to be intuitive with my food or heal my relationship with my body? Do I need to drop the body goals to be successful? I thought this would be a great question to address in a podcast because I know more than one person who has asked me this question, and I know it's a question that I'm going to be asked in the future. So in this podcast episode today, I want to explore this question. I want to really dive deep and talk about the ins and outs of this question because there's different layers to this question and there's different things that might show up for you personally as you navigate your own answer to this question. One thing that's really important to me when I'm working with my clients is that we hold space for all of us, right? And I've been around the block and I've known different counselors who might see this question and say, well, absolutely not. You can't want to lose weight and be an intuitive eater, or you can't have any other body goals, like body-centered goals, and also eat intuitively or heal your relationship with your body. There's like a very black and white quick answer to this. And I've heard people who've received this answer be really put off and really afraid. Like it puts them in a state of fear. It's like, well, I'm not ready to let go of my body goals, but I also really want food freedom. Or they might say to me, you know, I have these health issues related to my weight, and weight loss is not for the aesthetic. It's really for my health. And so I want to reach those goals, but I also want to be intuitive with my food. I don't want to be obsessed about everything I put in my mouth. In other words, I want to lose weight and I want food freedom. Right? And so I think it's really important that we look at this question through the lens of your own personal experience. And we, instead of giving you a really black and white answer today, I'm not going to tell you yes and I'm not going to tell you no. I want to explore the complexities of this question and really help you come to a decision for yourself. Because every person on this planet, in my opinion, deserves food freedom. You deserve food freedom. I deserve food freedom. Your neighbor deserves food freedom, right? Like, we weren't living in a world 300-400 years ago where we even had this question of, should I eat this? Can I eat that? Should I restrict, right? Our culture has lived in a time and place where, you know, getting to eat and have a decent meal was in and of itself a luxury, right? It was such a gift to have food to eat. And now we live in a food and environment where we have food everywhere. And it's become a huge question of how it affects us, how it affects our health. You know, can we eat this? Can we eat that? Our food supply has changed. But I'm getting off topic here. I'm just saying, like, we all deserve food freedom. And we all deserve to honor and respect ourselves in the place that we come into or decide to step onto this path. So if you're feeling that question inside of you, like, can I have body goals at the same time I want to pursue intuitive eating or pursue this food freedom path? Let's look at that. And let's actually first hold space for both. Because I'm someone who believes and talk a lot to my clients about this concept of duality or holding paradoxical thinking, right? We as humans have grown up in a space where we think, oh, things need to be black and white. There needs to be a right answer and a wrong answer. And if we have existed in diet culture for any amount of time, we've been conditioned to have this black and white thinking or this all or nothing thinking. I have to eat this way or else, or I should exercise this way in order to get these results. But we, in the context of this question, want to experiment with this idea of holding space for both. What would it look like if all of your desires get to exist? I mean, you're a human with a complexity of different things that you likely think about from moment to moment. And in so many cases, when we have a desire, there's a lot of judgment or self-judgment against that desire. So you might notice, first and foremost, does it feel wrong to you to have a body goal, a weight loss goal, and also want to be intuitive with your food, be an intuitive eater? Does that feel wrong for you? Do you feel like those two things clash? And I want you just to hold space for that and notice, you know, oh, is that wrong to want both? And I want to tell you, no, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong at all. In fact, I have shared parts of my story before, but when I stepped onto the journey of food freedom for myself, I did it because I thought intuitive eating was the answer to finally losing weight. Like, I had this expectation and this hope and this desire that, hey, if I do this thing, then I'm going to lose weight and it's going to solve this problem that is my body. Okay, so I'm sharing that with you because I think it's important to understand each of us step onto this journey from a different background, a different vantage point, and we all have different considerations when we decide to try intuitive eating. And so whatever perspective you're coming from, if you came onto this path and you're thinking to yourself, maybe this is the sneaky way to actually heal my body and lose weight as a result, or modify my body in some level, drop a pant size or what have you, right? Like your goal might look a little different depending on who you are. But the idea here is that you and your desires get to exist. Okay. So I just want to put that out there. Your desires get to exist. And I never would turn away a client who's like, yeah, I still want to lose weight, but I also want food freedom. The question I ask instead is, okay, when we look at those two desires, the desire to modify your body, lose weight, shrink a pant size, right? And the desire to free yourself from obsessive thoughts about food, look at yourself in the mirror with love instead of hatred, which one is more important to you? Right? Which one is more important to you? If you had to choose one of those desires, which one is your heart being pulled to? And if it's the latter, there's a good chance that the work we do together is going to be really profound. Meaning, if you have a deeper desire to break your obsessive thinking about food and really love your body and accept your body more, and that is more powerful for you than the desire to lose weight, there's a lot that we can do for you on the food freedom journey. Now, if you're still in the camp of, you know, actually losing weight is more important to me, I'm not telling you that's wrong. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I also want to say that when I encounter and have relationships with people who weight loss is at the forefront of their journey, we don't see the remarkable changes inside, the inside out changes that we're working on together, as profound as the person whose desire to actually break that obsession and love their body have, if that makes sense. So it's not a matter of rightness or wrongness, but it's a matter of like, where is more of your energy towards? Is it more important for you to love your body, learn to accept your body, heal from the inside out, break the obsessive thought patterns? Is that more important to you, or is actually the number on the scale? And without assigning rightness or wrongness, it's just what it is, right? Everyone is ready for food freedom at a different stage. And I want to personally honor that, For many years before I stumbled upon intuitive eating, you could have shown me the book, you could have taught me the concepts, you could have given me all the reasons to release weight loss as my goal, and I would have rolled my eyes and walked the other direction, had a list of reasons why that's not going to work for me, right? And that was okay. I wasn't ready for food freedom until the volume on my desire for breaking that obsessive thinking and getting out of that miserable state of being after that yo-yo with my weight and just the challenges I've had with my health brought me to like a breaking point, you know? And I said, you know what? I am ready to, at least for a moment, put my weight loss goals to the side. And yes, I might still have that expectation, that desire to lose weight might still exist within me, but the desire to actually live a more full life and release myself from a lot of this mental craziness is actually more important to me right now. If that's where you're at, then that's a great place to start on the journey to food freedom. And if you're still thinking, gosh, no, I really need to lose weight, that's not a problem either. I just invite you to explore what is on the other side of weight loss. Like, what is on the other side of it for you? And to use other podcast episodes that I have here in this space to explore, you know, if it's weight loss or if there's something else that's really motivating you or really wanting you to shift or change your body, right? It's good just to explore that, just to get to know yourself a little bit better. And again, there's not a right or wrong answer at the end of the day, but I invite you, if weight loss is still really important to you, to maybe look at that first and understand that first, and then we can get to food freedom when the time is right. But here's the trouble with body goals, with having body goals be stronger or I would say coexist with the desire to be an intuitive eater and have food freedom. The trouble is that when we are thinking about shrinking the body or changing the body, modifying the body on some level, we're stuck in future-based thinking, right? We're thinking about the future body. We're thinking about what will happen when our body is modified, when our body is different or changed. And it puts our brain into the future and it takes us away from sensing into what the present body needs, the present body, the right here, right now body. Weight loss goals are not wrong, okay? But they do put us in the future and they do pull us out of sensing into what we need right here, right now, right? So if I have a great desire to lose weight, let's just say, okay, and that desire is really strong within me, it's going to be really hard for me to make peace with food and neutralize, you know, the power of food, right? I'm probably going to think to myself every time I eat a salad, ooh, this is lower in calories, this is good, I'm a good girl for eating the salad. And then if I eat something with more calories, ooh, that's not going to help me with my weight loss goals. I'm not thinking about what my body feels as it relates to eating the actual salad. Like, yeah, this feels really good. My digestion is improved when I eat more fibrous foods like salad. It's not going there. It doesn't have the chance to go there because my brain is in this future place saying, you know, if I eat the salad, that's good. It has the fiber. It makes me feel good. And it's going to help me lose weight, right? And it pulls us away from really being in attunement to or aware of what's happening when we eat the salad itself. And I don't know what's going to happen if you eat a salad, by the way. That's just the food that came to mind because I know it's so often associated with diet culture. But the idea is, again, it puts us into futuristic thinking, and futuristic thinking pulls us out of our present moment body. And the path to food freedom really resides in learning how to be with the present moment, right? It's about being mindful and connected to the body that is here, right now. And I know that for some people can be actually a scary sensation to be in the body, in the present moment body, right? It's almost safer for some to live in the future, to be like, oh, when my body does this for me, then I'll be happy. But food freedom actually really starts to occur and our healing starts to occur when we can actually be with our present body more of the time. And it doesn't mean that we have to love our present moment body. It doesn't mean we have to love the sensations associated with it, but it does give us this opportunity to start to notice, like, what does my body need right here, right now? So for instance, when somebody's getting started on this journey and they're like, oh, I don't know what to eat now that there's no rules. Like, I don't know what to eat. I don't have a plan. What do I do? Like, that can be kind of scary. You're used to having a plan, counting points, counting macros, right? So you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I always invite people to just start with a simple question, like, what does my body need, or what would be most nourishing for my body right now? And, you know, sometimes that's food, sometimes that's water, sometimes that's a phone call to a friend, sometimes that's a nap, sometimes that's just a timeout. You know, it's going to look a little different. It doesn't always have to be food. Nourishment is more than food, right? Nourishment looks can be a list of a million other things. But the practice of asking yourself, what would be most nourishing to me right now, is a good practice for sensing into, or starting to sense into, what does the present moment body need right now? And your present moment body never needs to be modified, right? It needs to be tended to and taken care of. It needs to be nourished in whatever form of nourishment that looks like. So if our thoughts and our desires to modify the body or lose weight or whatever are bigger than our desire to be present in this body that we have right now, because arguably the present moment is all we have ever, if that's clouding or getting in the way of that, it's going to be harder to tap into those internal cues. So my suggestion here is, if you're feeling like, gosh, you know, I love the idea of having a stronger desire to release the obsessive thinking, but there's just this part of me that still really wants to lose weight. There's this part of me that really wants to wear those clothes in the back of my closet that I haven't fit into for a while, right? Again, no harm, no foul. There's no shame there. You get to desire what you want to desire, or what just shows up for you, right? And I will never take that away from you. But I want to invite you to, if you're feeling like, gosh, I still want to lose weight, but it feels like the same energy is also wanting to break the obsessive thinking. Like they're kind of on the same playing field. I want you to see if and how it feels to start shifting the body goals to feeling goals. And this goes along with a question I asked a little bit earlier, in that, like, what comes along with the body modification that you're after? Like, there's something you're going after with modifying your body, right? It's to feel a certain way in your skin. Maybe the word is comfort. Maybe the word is confidence. Maybe the word is peaceful, contentment, right? Fill in the blank. What is it? What's that core desire after the body's been modified? And I invite you to consider, like, what can I do today in this present moment body I have right here, right now, to begin to experience that confidence, that peace, that contentment, right? Where can I shift my goals away from a physical manifestation of what my body needs to fit into, to a feeling goal, to an emotional goal, to a, hey, this entire time I've wanted to lose weight, it's because I really want to feel a sense of belonging, right? A lot of people say, okay, well, it's better to be in a smaller body for whatever reason, because we've been conditioned, right? And a lot of it is rooted in this deep biological need for belonging and community. You know, I mean, we're getting a little deep here, but it's true. And I want to invite you to consider that belonging and community and connection are actually felt senses in the body. It's actually a felt sense of safety in the body, not an external event. And I know this to be true, and you probably do too, because I've talked to so many people, and I had this experience myself. Even at my very lowest weight, when I was nearly skin and bones, and my mom looked at me one day and said, Beth, if you lose any more weight, we're going to need to go talk to someone. Okay. I was pretty thin. I didn't think it was enough. I still did not feel like I belonged. I didn't belong in my body. I didn't belong in my community. There were a lot of disturbances underneath where I had to cultivate and create safety in my body first before I would ever feel safe. It didn't matter if what my pant size was or what the number on the scale was, right? It was a felt sense that I was craving. It wasn't an actual pant size or number on the scale. So I invite you to just explore that and think to yourself, okay, I do have this desire to lose weight, but why? Like, what's on the other side of that for me? And how can I bring that incrementally into my experience now? And that's a lot of what I do for my clients who I work with, either individually or in my group programs, is we start to explore that. And we start to notice, like, what does the felt sense of safety feel like in the body? What does the felt sense of confidence feel like in the body, or peace feel like in the body? And we start to learn how to turn up the dial on those sensations. And of course, you know, so many of my clients want to be healthy. You know, they're the ones who say, well, Beth, my body modification goals have nothing to do with aesthetics. They have everything to do with my health. Well, I want to tell you something. When you get out of that futuristic thinking and you put those weight loss goals to the side and you really start tending to and taking care of your needs, both emotional needs and your physical needs, and you start learning how to play with these different senses in the body, including hunger and fullness, and including, you know, digestion and how it feels to eat this versus eating that. When you start to build awareness and develop attunement around those things, health is a natural side effect. And health isn't necessarily related to the number on the scale, right? I've covered that in other podcast episodes, so feel free to scroll back and see. They're very clearly labeled in the titles. You can go back and see like what episodes might give you more information about that. But we've been so indoctrinated and so brainwashed into believing that, well, the doctor told me I need to lose weight for blank health condition. And I want to invite you to really challenge that and say, okay, well, there might be parts of that that may or may not be true, but what I'm really after here is true health. And health comes from being attuned to the body's needs. So regardless of what happens to the scale, if I can be in the present moment with my body or learn how to start doing that, I'm going to have a better chance at sustainably maintaining my health goals. You know, whether that's regulating your blood sugar or keeping your blood pressure down or managing other chronic illnesses, right? I probably need to do an episode at some point in the future on how to do intuitive eating alongside of medical nutrition therapy. You know, people with chronic illness might need to follow a particular type of dietary eating pattern. And there are ways to do that that honor the body in context of intuitive eating that promote health, that promote us feeling our best. And again, I'm getting on a side tangent, but all that to say, if you're telling me or you're thinking to yourself, well, I have health goals related or weight loss goals related to my health. Okay, it doesn't matter. This food freedom stuff, this exercise of learning how to be more present to and attunement with your body is going to help that too. So if we feel like it's accessible, we can put our body modification goals to the side. If that feels accessible for you and you can maybe focus more on, okay, what is it like to step onto the food freedom path without the, you know, the rightness or wrongness of my journey being dependent on what happens to my physical body, and instead shifting to like what's going on inside and how I actually feel in the experience, then you're going to be able to make huge strides. You're going to be able to make huge strides. And I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you it's all sunshine and roses and rainbows. No, this journey is an ebb and a flow. There's some shadow work that sometimes comes along with this journey. Feeling safety in our body and cultivating that sense of peace from within is a lot for some of us. But on the other side of it is sustainable, long-term health, wellness, vitality, and generally just like this feeling of amazingness. Is that a good word? Amazingness? Does that work for you? So I invite you to ask yourself this question again. Can I want to modify my body while I pursue food freedom? And decide, does it work for you? Does it not work for you? And you get to be you, and that's perfect. Where you're at right here, right now on your journey is exactly where you need to be. And if weight loss and modifying your body is more important, no big deal. We'll see you later when it's not. And if you're thinking to yourself, no. Yes, I want to modify my body, but you know what I want more? I want to break free of this obsessive thinking about food. I want to break free of this hatred I have towards my body. I want to go to the restaurant and not scrutinize every single thing on there, you know, balancing calories and macros and whatnot. I want to be free of all of that. If that's more important to you, then you're in the perfect place. And I invite you to embark on this journey. I invite you to take the steps towards food freedom and just continue to focus on that part of you that really is ready to break free. And stay witness to and hold space for that part of you that still wants to lose weight or modify your body or change whatever. That's fine. That's okay. That's human. But just notice that part and say, okay, you can come along for the ride. And you know what's more important to me? This other thing, right? So in summation of this episode, your body goals can coexist with your desire to become an intuitive eater and embark on food freedom. But I want you to consider within the context of that how they contribute to or take away from your experience to be present with food and to be present with your body. All right. Thanks so much for listening in today. It was such a pleasure as usual to be here. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey there, beautiful soul. Do you ever find yourself caught in an endless loop of negative thoughts about your body and feel like you're in a constant war with what and how much to eat? If so, you're not alone. Reading a book, listening to a podcast, or talking to a friend may not be enough to help you experience total confidence with food and your body. For this reason, I have reopened my group coaching program, Peace with Food and Soul, a 4-month immersive space where you get to finally shed food and body guilt for good. I have dozens of testimonials from happy clients who will never spend another cent on diet culture solutions because they have created health, mind, body, and soul from the inside out in this program. Check out the show notes for a link to more information if joining a small community who gets you is just what you need to accelerate your journey. Thank you so much for listening in today. I am so grateful. If you enjoyed this podcast, I ask that you share with a friend who might also benefit. And if you want even more support on your food and body journey, please check the show notes for information about my free Facebook group and private coaching opportunities. See you next time.